Back again with Dr. David Jansen. We're at the Renaissance Center on Witzel. We're talking a little about the Max facelift. And again, this is a new procedure. Just to bring people up to date what we're talking about, this is a new procedure, less invasive, quicker recovery time, natural look. So it's a win-win-win proposition versus the old type of facelift.
It certainly is. I think that in many cases for plastic surgeons, this has replaced the conventional facelift for anybody that's a moderate. Now, somebody that's lost a couple hundred pounds, this might not have enough pull, and you might need to elevate the skin and separate it. But for the vast majority of patients over the last 4 or 5 years that I've done, I've adopted this technique, and it's worked for all of those people.
We talked about the V starting off in our life as a V face look. And now it's more of a U. We're dropping. We've got jowls developing. And this is something that comes along in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s. A lot of people don't like that. They want to get back to where they looked earlier. Who would be the best candidate for the Max lift then, doctor?
Well, obviously, now this is an operation that's done under local anesthetic. And so this is done under local anesthetic. We typically do it at ThetaCare Surgery Center Oshkosh, but it's done under a local with sedation. And so it needs to be somebody that's moderately to reasonably healthy. We prefer, because this is an operation where you do elevate skin, that somebody is not currently smoking when they have this done. In other words, a smoker needs to stop for a month before this and a month after this. And so, and then it's a physical evaluation, but this app actually works out for about 90% of people who are looking for a facelift. My belief is that MaxLift ends up being the right operation for those people.
Now, in terms of age, is there a cutoff? Is there what makes a good candidate age-wise?
There really isn't a specific age number. We really look at people physiologically. There are very young 70 and 80 year olds, and I've done third facelifts on 70 year olds where they've had one done in California, one in Florida, and their third one I've done. And so we've not had anybody have a problem with having a facelift in their 70s. People when they're young, people when they're 20, 30, 40 think, well, when I get to 60 years old, then I won't care what I look like anymore. And that just doesn't happen. People care about what they look like the whole way. And as we get older, I'm in my 50s now, I start to realize that 60 isn't so old anymore. And so people are living a long time. Actuarially, people are living 80s and 90s. And so we don't use an age as a determinant of whether or not a person can have this done. We do look at their health. We do make quality decisions for them, and there are people we will say, I'd recommend against this operation. I think we should do something more or less, but we don't have a cookie cutter that we just try and fit everybody into, and this operation is no different.
While the procedure is relatively new, patients have had it, and what are they telling you about the Max facelift procedure? I'm sure they love it.
They really do. They really feel that it improves. They really notice the difference the most in their neck and their jowls. They really feel that it pulls them up, makes them look like they remember themselves looking when they liked their face. And so it changes that, and we've had nothing but very satisfactory results from this operation.
We can find out more, of course, on the website for Fox Valley Plastic Surgery, fvpsurgery.com, 233-1540, 233-1540. And again, the procedure has a number of benefits to it. Recovery time is one of the things, along with the procedure itself. You said it's about a two-hour procedure, and recovery is only about a week.
Well, it depends. Obviously, some people, if they have a lot of liposuction below their neck, will have more bruising and otherwise. Interestingly, facelift is one of the very few procedures that we don't have our own pictures up on our website.
All right.
And I would say that the rationale for that is people do this operation, and this facility is designed for the highest end of confidentiality for plastic surgery of any facility I'm aware of. Because people come in through the front door and they get put in the garage. Right in the surgery center, we have a private garage, and people pull out the back door, and we do their post-op by having them come to the back door, and we privately let them in our office. But because of it, and people find out they look so good, and nobody knows they have it done, that we don't have pictures of our patients. All I've done a lot of these, and I say, you know, they say, people are critical. They say, you know, you should have pictures of your before and after. I said, great, we'll use yours. And then they say, well, hold on a second. Yeah. You know, everybody tells me it looks like I've lost weight. And what of course they do is what everybody does in Hollywood. They say, yeah, I'm doing yoga and I've lost some weight and I had my hair done. They don't say, yeah, I got made to look a whole lot better by having this great max lift done, and I'm letting them use my pictures. No, so right. For this level of facial aesthetic, we don't have patients that'll let us use their pictures. They're too happy. It's too natural a result. They're getting away with nobody knowing they had it done except themselves.
We have other things to talk about in regards to facial procedures offered here at the Fox Valley Plastic Surgery Center rather than just the max facelift. We want to talk about some of the other things you do. Let's start with the neck lift procedure. A lot of women complain with the fact that they call it turkey neck. They call it a number of different things, but they're not very happy with what happens under the chin.
There are really a couple different options, and it depends on how far down their neck they want to go. And so this max lift really does the job for that turkey neck if you're able to get the fat out. And in some situations now for that fat, if the skin is isolated loose, we'll actually add laser assist to the liposuction we do. That laser assist burns on the inside of the skin, and that burn causes the skin to contract. And so we're able to take care of with a max lift. Adding laser, we can tighten that skin then of the area under the chin, and between that and the suspension we get at the cheek level, we're able to pull all that up. And so again, nobody looks to us like a piece of dough. We don't just use a cookie cutter. We really use all of the skill and judgment we have when we make a decision about what operation to offer somebody.
How about ears? I know a number of people want to have something done with their ears. They're too large. Sometimes they're cauliflowered. They have problems. What do you do for ear refinement?
Well, we really do ears well. And most of the time we can do that in our office under a local anesthetic. Anybody over about age 8 can have their ears pinned back and pulled into where they want. The great way to do that under a local anesthetic is to have them sit with a mirror in the office and say, is this the look you're looking for? Because we can change that look just with some subtle suturing and get that to work out just very well for them.
Eyelids is another thing that I know men and women both have eyelids. Your eyes change over the years. There's a little extra flap there. For some reason, we're talking about, again, the dissension of fat. You can take care of that problem as well with the eyelids.
And we do a lot of eyelids. And so the interesting thing is for people who have lost a part of their field of vision, they just can't see up or out. That's an operation that is covered by insurance. A visual field test is done by an optometrist or ophthalmologist. They will interpret that the patient has loss of visual field, and eyelid tuck in probably at least a third to a half of our procedures is covered by insurance. And those operations are done on men as well as women. And all these operations I'm talking about are done on men as well as women, and we've had very successful results with this max lift in men.
I'm sure that men care about their face as much as ladies do. Max lift is perfect for men as well as ladies, even though we think facelift, ladies first, unfortunately.
Well, we do, because we tend to think of the vanity issues and Shakespeare's quote, woman, thy name means vanity.
Yeah.
And that really relates to the fact that women check women out more than men check women out, and women know that.
Let's talk a little about the other laser procedures. We touched on these in other shows, but they're skin tight, laser skin rejuvenation, and these are excellent for any type of face problem. In a lot of cases, you'll use those type of options.
We really will. A laser is really light, and it's an opportunity to heat tissue. Tissue that's been heated at least to, let's say, 108 degrees Fahrenheit will contract. It'll start to actually tighten. And if you do that underneath the skin, we can actually create a new look for skin. It's another great tool that we have available.
As far as deep grooves and folds, I know a lot of us have had a lot of exposure to the sun over the years. There's that weathered look, the deep grooves in the face that come along with the 40s and 50s. Tell me a little about what the Metaspa can do in regards to helping out with some of the deep grooves and some of the other things we find on our faces after years of being out in the weather.
The typical board answer to any question quite so broad is it depends.
Okay.
And so if it is deep grooves that are because of a thick muscle underneath that groove, release the muscle by using Botox or the new medicine Dysport. For a deep groove that is there because of wrinkling of the skin, tighten the skin with Skin Tight. If it's because there's a deep groove because fat has descended and you want to camouflage that, we can suction fat from somebody's, let's say their stomach or their buttock, and inject the fat in a process known as liposuction. Or we can pull something off their shelf if they don't want their fat harvested. We can take their blood and get plasma off their blood and fibrin and inject the fibrin. And so there are so many different options and alternatives. And since everybody is a mosaic, we have to be able to and be ready to paint a picture for them of what they need done, because it really is truly amazing. Somebody can come in what they perceive their needs are, and what we perceive their needs are could be different. We listen to the patients and let them tell us what they want done, and we pick and we talk with them. It's really a deal that we have to seal together.
The process of coming in and finding more information out, you can do that as easily as by giving a call to 233-1540. The consultation, when we sit down with you and we talk about our needs, what we perceive, what you perceive, how many sessions does that take? A couple before we map out a plan?
No, we're able to do that in one session. And in fact, people can come in and deal with our aestheticians. And our aestheticians are trained, licensed aestheticians in the state of Wisconsin. We will do a detailed skin evaluation, use an infrared photography, look at their skin, both what you can see, and in many ways with the infrared, we're able to see what you can't see. We measure the quality of the skin, the pores, the wrinkles, the brown spots, and we're able to help people, the redness, the rosacea, and we're able to then help people develop a program based on that. And then if they need to see the physician, they'll either see them that day or there'll be a separate consultation. And patients have a pretty good idea of where they're heading. People read, they read the magazines, they read, you can't pick up a magazine, almost at least a popular magazine, without reading about plastic surgery in some form. And so we really then use that event and that visit, and the aestheticians really get it. And they know what we can do on the medical side. And so the aestheticians are able to then develop a program, and all of their work is reviewed by us as well.
The website has more information. Again, if you're looking for more information on the MACS, the Max Facelift, you can find that out. Those are pictures of people who have had the procedure elsewhere, not here, because everybody's so happy. They just don't want to share the fact that they've had this done. 233-1540 is the number. You can get a complimentary skin consultation as well. Just a second. I know the women of the Metaspa have often specials on fillers. They do a great job. They do a lot in regards to skin care, especially face skin, and what you can do to improve some of the imperfections you may currently have.
Absolutely. Our girls are terrific. They're well loved by the people that come in. We do have specials. They're periodic. They're available on our website, and they have basically a frequent flyer card through the Renaissance Meta Spa, and it's just been a wonderful addition to our practice to have that grow as much as it has.
And you can sign up on Facebook and find out more information about the Meta Spa at the same time. Again, the phone number is 233-1540, 233-1540. The office is here along Witzel in Oshkosh, and you can find out more at the website fvpsurgery.com. Thank you again, Dr. David Jansen, for joining us this morning.
Again, my pleasure. Thanks, Bob.